notice that sometimes we don't feel like doing anything. Sometimes we just feel low, like we're literally at the lowest point of a wave. Paul and Pablo are having a few days off in Berlin. They've just arrived after a long trip, and they're feeling tired and lethargic. Let's join them as they look behind the emotions they're experiencing. A kind and smiley receptionist greets our two travellers in the hotel lobby. She tells them that their room is ready, and they excitedly follow her up as she accompanies them to their room. But as soon as she's gone, they can't help but throw themselves onto their beds in exhaustion. Paul is really surprised by how tired he's now feeling. You see, on the train, he was so eager to show his son all the sights of Berlin. But now that they've arrived in the German capital, all his body wants to do is relax and sleep. He takes a deep breath and pulls himself up to a sitting position. And he looks over at his son, who slumped on his bed. Their eyes meet and their faces soften into a smile. "Dad, what have we got planned for this afternoon?" Pablo hesitates, stifling a yawn. Paul tries to remember the programme that he's actually prepared for the trip. He's pretty certain that Checkpoint Charlie is in there somewhere, but he's not certain that he'd actually arranged it for this particular day. But with the thought of that, a wave of sadness begins to overwhelm him. The painful thought of what the Berliners endured not so long ago. And then another wave joins that one, the nostalgic thought of his wife whose absence is stretching. And then another thought comes on that seems to be laden with guilt about how there are so many things that they should be doing that are better and more valuable than lying on a hotel room bed. Paul is feeling low, and he notices it. And he becomes aware that he's pretty certain that the last thought is the root of his guilt. "Dad," Pablo repeats, "what do we do this afternoon?" "Well, what about you? What do you feel like doing?" asks Paul with softness in his voice. Pablo looks at his dad. "Well, if we weren't in Berlin, I'd kind of want to do nothing for a bit," Pablo dares to say out loud. Funnily enough, Paul is reassured to see that Pablo isn't bursting with enthusiasm at the idea of discovering Berlin as soon as they arrive, and slowly his guilt fades away. Paul notices a slight difference in the way his body feels. It's lost some of its heaviness. It's as if his emotions and physical feelings were the barometer of his own thoughts. The heaviness was a signal that guilty thoughts were weighing him down. And now he notices he's feeling free of that weight, and he relaxes, and suddenly all he wants to do is sleep. Pablo's steady breathing tells him that his son has already dropped off. About an hour or so later, they both open their eyes. "Dad, I had a strange dream," said Pablo. "It was like I was the sea. I was making waves, I was expanding, I was getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And then at one point I was shrinking and getting smaller and smaller until I disappeared. But Dad, I didn't really disappear because I wasn't the wave. I was like the whole ocean."
"Wow, Pablo," says Paul. "That's a fascinating dream. It's a little bit like when you breathe, don't you think? We breathe in. And when we can't breathe in anymore, we breathe out again. And when we can't breathe out anymore, we breathe in again. Like a cycle, like a pattern, like in waves."
"Yeah, Dad, I think you're right. It is like that. And it's also like this day, don't you think?" Pablo chuckles. "We started our wave this morning, and then we progressed until we got to Berlin. And then we had to catch our breath. And maybe that's why we felt sleepy. But Dad, now I'm dying to discover Berlin. Where do we get started?" Pablo is suddenly full of enthusiasm and excitement.
Paul realizes that we can often feel out of sorts and guilty when we're in a downstream phase. As if this phase of the life cycle was a mistake.
In our foggy minds, it feels like lack of focus, lack of discipline, lack of organisation. But once the fog begins to clear, Paul can see that life is a perpetual breath. Inhale, exhale. Activity, rest. And taking a break is no more of a problem than exhaling is. It is our nature to be in motion and experience waves from our first breath to our last.